Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here's a guy who's already preparing for the 2019 EHC season. Your host, Maceo.
All right. Hello, Everything EHC listeners. Here I am again. We are at the music camp. Today is performance day. We're all very excited. We have some downtime. So I'm doing some podcasting and I have a camper in here right now ready to roll. Tell me, sir, what is your name and where are you from?
Okay. My name is Sky Thomas Taylor Mandel. I'm from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And I am totally blind. I have a hearing impairment, and I have cerebral palsy on my left side. I work as an assistive technology specialist at Pacific Training Center for the Blind, and I am a jazz piano player. And I first heard about this camp because one of my Travis training specialists at Pacific Training Center when I was a student was Danielle Fernandez. And she told me about Music Academy at the Lighthouse back in 2014, but I wasn't able to make it that year.
Right. So you came in 2015, right?
Yes, 2015.
And then you've come ever since, or did you miss last year, didn't you?
Yes, I missed last year because I was going to go to a camp for the blind on Bowen Island, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. So here you are again with us this year, right?
Yes.
And how has it been for you? You've been enjoying yourself as usual?
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. It's going really well.
Are you excited for today's performance?
Oh, yes, I definitely am.
Can you tell us, you want to give listeners an idea of what you're going to be performing today?
Sure.
Who you're going to perform with?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to be performing with Alia Austin on her composition called Duena's Paradise. And I'm also going to be performing with Daniel Cavassa on All the Things You Are, a jazz standard.
That's exactly right. And you'll be accompanying them on the piano.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, yes, yes. And you also do production, correct? You want to tell us about your music production?
Sure. So in my studio, in my house in North Saanich, where I live with my family, I have a recording studio which consists of a Scarlett 18i20, a computer running Cake Talking and Sonar from Dancing Dots, lots of different microphones. And last year, 7 years ago, I did an album with a jazz vocalist named Maria Nana. And it was recorded in 2011 when I was 20 years old. And at that time, I had a project mix, otherwise fader, control surface. And about last year, Maria Langer messaged me on Facebook, and she told me she wanted to release a new CD, and she wanted to include the tracks that we recorded in my studio on the CD. And so she gave me the full album credit, and I attended her release party, and there was even a TV show about the CD with me as recording engineer on it as well. Mostly focused on myself, but Maria got to promote her new album on the television.
So not only are you a piano player, but you're also a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an adaptive technology assistant teacher, correct?
Yes, that's right.
You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yes. So I currently work as an adaptive technology specialist for an organization called the Pacific Training Center for the Blind. And it was actually founded in 2011 by a lady named Elizabeth Lalonde, who herself is legally blind, and she attended the National Federation of the Blind Convention in 1996 in New Orleans, in Louisiana. And then in 2009, October 2009, she went down to the Louisiana Center for the Blind and trained for 9 months. And then after the PTC was founded in 2014, we opened up what we call the Blind People in Charge program. And so what this program does is it teaches Braille, talking computers, cane travel, and a whole bunch of other life skills. And the neat thing about PTC is if we get students who are low vision and they're losing their vision, we put learning shades on the student who has low vision so that they can focus on the remaining, so that they can focus on the non-visual part of what it's going to be like when they go totally blind rather than on the weaker side.
Right, right.
And so my job is I am an adaptive technology specialist. And so what I do is I assess, recommend, and train on any adaptive equipment that a student might need. They might need a computer with a screen reader like JAWS, maybe even it could be iPhone, iPads, it could be anything really. And the nice thing is that all of the staffers that work at our training center are either blind, and if they have limited vision, we put them under sleep shades. But most of the staffers, pretty much all of the staffers, are totally blind. There's a couple that have limited vision.
So you love your job, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you and love it.
It's not full-time.
No. But you do enough to keep busy, though, right, Sky?
Yes, I do.
You're a busy man, correct?
Yes.
And you have a lot. Do you have any other hobbies besides music and doing your job? Or do you do anything else? Any hobbies?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
What else? What do you got?
Skiing, swimming, tandem biking, hanging out with friends, going to Starbucks, and a whole bunch of other things.
Nice, Sky. It sounds like you're pretty well-rounded, yeah? You like your life? You like
yes,
things
I
going
do.
On? We love having you here. You got a great spirit and a great attitude, and we love having you. You're a great musician and a great person. Certainly a joy to be around, Sky. Did you know that?
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, you inspire me, buddy. You inspire me.
Yes, I.
Tell us a little bit about just your regular life. If you're going to go out to some fast food, what kind of food do you like to eat?
Well, I like fish and chips, and we have a place up in Parksville, British Columbia. We have a trailer in Surfside, and one of the fish and chip places, British Bobby's, and they make really the best fish and chips. It's all English style. It's really nice.
That sounds good, actually. You got really specific with that. You know what you like, don't you, Sky?
Yeah.
What did you think about Enchanted Hills this year? Everybody good? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel great. Everybody was really happy, really helpful, and really kind.
Nice. You think you can come back and hang out with us next year if you get an opportunity? Yeah?
Yeah. Perfect. If I could, I would definitely do that.
Okay.
And I would even attend, if I could, the Changing Vision and Changing Life program.
That's a shout out to the Lighthouse Changing Visions, Changing Lives program. You're going to try to get in on that, Sky, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk some more with you about that today with some folks who've actually been through the Changing Visions, Changing Lives program. Find out more about it, right? That's what
yes.
it's all about. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to go home soon. I don't want to be sad or anything, but you're going to go home. What are you going to do next? What's happening? What's on the Sky docket?
Okay, well, when I go home, I'm going to be going to Music Conservatory of Music and continuing to work with this guy named Alan Slade. And he's working with me on music composition, recording, and a whole bunch of things. And the nice thing is he's worked with people with all disabilities, not just blindness, but he has knowledge
Perfect.
Of blindness and how it works.
That's outstanding. You're pretty excited about that?
Yes.
Yes. So you got lots of good things going on back to back to back, don't you?
Yeah.
Nice, Sky. Well, you know, one of the things that we've enjoyed so much about having different guests on Everything EHC is learning about all the different people that come here to camp and their abilities, what they can do, and all the amazing things that happen here at camp. And you are one of those amazing things, Sky. We like I said, you bring a lot of inspiration and talent to this camp, and we truly enjoy having you here.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Thank you. And you know, in the long run, you know, this is going to be a part of EHC history. This podcast, you know, we have this forever to listen to. And in many years, you and I will be able to look back on this and remember the first time we podcasted here at EHC.
That's right.
And that's one of the things that I love about it, and hearing all the different stories. And I want to thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for sharing honestly and candidly about all the things that go on with Sky, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been listening to Everything EHC. This is my buddy Sky Mundell. Is there anybody you want to say hi to or shout out to on this podcast?
Well, I just want to say thank you very much to my colleagues at the Pacific Touring Center for the Blind. I also want to give a shout out to my mom and dad and other family members, and to my girlfriend, who I just got a couple of weeks ago, for, you know, all the support that they give me, and I'm really looking forward to what the future is going to bring.
Beautiful words, Sky. Beautiful, beautiful words. Audio description, Sky's smiling really big right now, everybody. This has been a wonderful podcast, an amazing experience being part of this music camp, and Sky adds to it so much. Thank you so much, Sky, for joining us. And we're going to just keep on rolling with some podcasts until performance time this afternoon. Are you ready, Sky?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go do this then. Thanks for listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo and Mr. Sky Mundell signing off. And we will, we'll be back someday soon, all right? Keep listening and keep tuning in to Everything EHC right here at Maceo.net. Over and out.